thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
Coach, can you talk about the second half, especially the offense? Seven possessions, only two total yards.
Yeah, it was dog.
Robert, how do you talk to the team right now? How do you get them?
We just got to get back on. We got to show up tomorrow and find ways to get better. That's it. It's like I said, whether we won or lost, there's still seven games to be played. We have the whole season ahead of us. So we're still right there in the thick of things, and we just got to get back on the horse and get ready to play another football game.
There are losses, and then there are gut punches, right?
Well, yeah. To me, whether you win, whether you lose by one or 100, it doesn't matter. They're all gut punches. It's a loss. Crappy way to lose. Feel like you're exchanging blows from a defensive standpoint on both sides of the ball, from both teams, and if somebody could just make a play and get it to overtime, they made a play in the punt, in the kicking game.
Can you give us your breakdown on the punt return? It looked like maybe there was a questionable loss in the back there that didn't get called.
I thought Braden did a really nice job punting the ball today. He hung one out in the middle, and that's about it.
We talked to some of the guys in the locker room, specifically on the defensive side of the ball, after the Bills game. They were immediately pointing towards this one, wanting a little payback after the way this week in the locker room, kind of saying the same thing. I mean, these guys allowed 3 points and it's still a loss. Do you worry about this potentially dividing?
No, not at all. No.
Why was Zach struggling so much today?
We'll get to the film room and see. Obviously, we all know it wasn't good enough. And whether, as coaches, we got to find a way to help them. Whether we just got to get back to fundamentals, I wish I had a better answer for you right now. But we'll study it hard again.
This is another game, though, Robert, where the passing yards, it's under 200, the completion percentage, it's under 60. I mean, I think this one was 40. I mean, is he a quarterback that's holding the offense back right now?
I don't know. We couldn't run the ball either. So there's a lot of things that we got to look at to see if we can find some efficiency in our in the offense. Obviously, in the second half, we just couldn't get. I don't feel like we got a first down. I don't even know if we did, but either way, it just wasn't good enough. And it's not about pointing fingers at any one individual or one unit or one anything. It's just finding the answers so we can start moving the ball, because we did it against Buffalo. We've done it against other teams. It's just the consistency needs to get found.
What was the thinking on third and one there before the punt? You kind of had options there. You could run out the clock and play overtime if you get a first down there, or try to go for a field goal.
No, for sure. It was, you run the ball, they stuff you, and they're going to call timeout anyway. In our mind, we had about 30-plus seconds left on the clock. We still had a timeout in hand. Wanted to be aggressive to see if we can get some chunk yards right there, burn the timeout, see if we can get in the field goal range, because we still felt like we had an opportunity to go win the football game. It didn't work out the way we wanted. We wanted to finish the game with the ball. Obviously, in a perfect situation, it would have been with the ball and a chance to kick it to win it. It didn't work out.
Is there any point where you thought you sensed some offensive spark, that something might get going?
In the second half, at any point, no.
Did you ever consider Mike White at all?
No.
If this, though, continues, Robert, I mean, if Zach continues to struggle, do you have to go to Mike?
No, that's the furthest thing on my mind. I've told you guys before, Zach's our quarterback, and we've got to find ways to help him get better.
Robert, what happened to Nate and any other injuries?
Yeah, he just didn't feel comfortable. The actives had already came out in the pregame, and it just wasn't feeling good for him. Hopefully we can get him back next week and back into the starting lineup.
Your special injuries today?
Everyone finished. So Michael was fine. He came back, and then Eccles was he had stuff coming up.
Your special teams have been so good all year. It came up with so many big plays. How disappointing and surprising is that they were the ones in the end?
Yeah, I just think we punted 10 times. They've got Coach Belichick they've got one of the better units in the history, just through time. And, you make one mistake, and they'll make you pay, and we made a mistake on the punt, and we couldn't get them down.
A couple more. Did you sense, Robert, with the way the game's going? It's going to be, someone's going to make a mistake, whoever blinks here.
That's what all these games are. When you're in a tight game like this, and you just, someone either blinks or you go to overtime and you ends up in a tie, whatever it is, just the way both offenses were operating, but or both defenses were playing.
What can you say about how the defense played today?
I thought defense was outstanding. I thought our D-line got after it. You know, we had some missed tackles in the first half, you know, the sequence, you know, we had the penalty and then the sack to knock them, to make it a hard field goal, which towards the end of the half, I thought that was really, really good by the defense. And then, you know, we just couldn't capitalize on their good play.
Can you put your finger on what was going on with the running game?
They're really good up front. You know, they've been one of the top defenses in football over the last six or seven games, and they showed why today.
The CBS cameras caught a couple. There was one time where Zach went to Mims and was a little off, and Garrett was. It seemed like he was vocally saying something to Zach and also throwing his hands up, and then Denzel as well when one went a little high. Do you worry at all about frustrations building with the receivers when things are?
No, in the heat of battle, yeah, there's always going to be frustration with one another and trying to talk to get find a way to get things right. But I don't think it's indicative of. Of their feelings.
Thanks for listening to Jets fifth quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.